Verse 19. For the good man is not at home. He has gone a long journey. The good man there is referring to a male person, possibly her husband. Home is referring to the family. Long, in other words, he's gone. He's on a journey. And the journey there is a course of life, a mode of action. And in our day and age, we'd probably call it a business trip. Verse 20, he hath taken a bag of money with him and will come at the day appointed. The word bag there is a parcel or a package. Money is money or silver. Appointed, he was expected to be back for the festival of the new moon. In other words, he's going to be gone for a considerable amount of time. And we're not going to be surprised at his coming. He's not going to, he'll never catch us. He'll never, there's nothing to worry about. And here's this verse. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Much there is in abundance. Fair speech can be something that we receive mentally, whether it's instruction, doctrine, learning, yield. And the word yield there means to stretch, to spread out, and to bend away. Flattering, smoothness of tongue. Lips is referring to the language. Forced is to push off, expel, mislead, strike, or inflict. She spent a fair amount of talking, fair speech. I'm just going to read it the way I've got it written here. With her blandishments or action or speech to entice and lure, and lasciviousness, arousing sexual desire, indicating sexual interest, or express lust or lewdness, which is obscene and indecent language, talk, she overcame all the scruples or ethical behavior that restrains one's behavior and inhibits certain actions and constrained him to yield. With her enticing and luring speech, obscene and indecent language, thus arousing him by her sexual actions, he lost all moral and ethical restraint. You looked at this verse earlier, Proverbs 5:3, for the lips of a strange woman drop as in honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. And then verse 22, he goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, as a fool to the correction of stocks. And verse 23, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. I referred to this verse a little earlier, Proverbs 6, 24, 25, and 26. I'm just going to refer to verse 26 a little bit. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Now, in this portion of Scripture, the woman is the adult, is the immoral person. But I find that a lot of the characteristics that you see with, in, that we find with this immoral person, applies to men and women. Characteristics of an immoral person in a nutshell. And this comes from the verses we looked at. Number one is a sweet and smooth tongue. Number two, slippery and not trustworthy. Number three, speaks with eyes and eyelids. Number four, takes advantage of the unlearned. Number five, sly, sneaky, and in the dark. Number six, suggestive actions and or dress. Number seven, loud and wants to be seen, making their presence known. Number eight, stubborn, unmanageable and will not back off. Number nine, not at home, always out and about, not fulfilling her responsibilities. Number 10, lie in wait, lurking and watching for their chance. Number 11, caught him, the idea of pushy and push themselves on you. Number 12, kissed him, acting very affectionate. 13, impudent face, they will not back off. 14, hypocritical, make themselves look good, they have done all their religious duties. Number 15, make you feel important or special. 16, deception, just came just for you. 17, will do things to excite the passions in another. Number 18, talking suggestively. 19, makes it look like fun. 20, promises that there is no chance that we'll get caught. Number 21, fair speech. And 22 is flattery. Flattery are compliments and statements that are not sincere and heartfelt, but that the person is trying to get something from you. And praise are compliments that are heartfelt and that asks or expects nothing. And that's the difference between flattery and praise. So again, I want to challenge you with the thought of, are you teaching your children? Or are they growing up? And are the description of the simple ones lacking understanding? Or does that describe them? And it takes work. I'm going to tell you that I teach this stuff, and it's easy for me to not do it to my children. I can get busy and there's things that need to be done. I understand that. But I'll tell you one thing that this weekend as I was preparing, the Lord again spoke to my heart the need to spend time teaching my children. And there's times when the phone rings, any time of the day or night. And there's times you just have to let it ring. I'm going to tell you, we got call display on purpose. Because sometimes we just let the phone ring. If we don't, we have no life.